from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, requesting authorization to have the Architectural, Engineering, and Environmental Services Division apply for and accept urban non-point source and storm water program planning grants for fiscal year 2012, contingent upon the required match funding being provided by the Menominee River Group or the Southeastern Wisconsin Watersheds Trust, Inc.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Several years ago, we were issued a permit from the Wisconsin DNR to manage our stormwater from our sites. It's a stormwater permit. That permit requires a number of different things, probably about a dozen different items. And one of those is that we perform some degree of public education and outreach on the subject of stormwater management. The item before the committee this morning is a request to apply for and receive a grant that would be used for the purposes of public education outreach, and thereby helping us achieve one of our permit requirements. The grant that we're looking to pursue is being offered by the Wisconsin DNR. If we were awarded this grant, we would really not be doing the work. We'd be administering the grant. Instead, we would be working with a couple of nonprofit organizations, the Southeastern Wisconsin Watershed Trust and Menominee River Group. They would essentially be doing the work involved, but we would be receiving credit from the DNR as kind of administering this grant, working with them to help execute this. And in this case, the nonprofit organizations would be providing the match amount required for the grant.
Any questions? Supervisor Buchavage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How much is the grant for? I'm sorry, I couldn't pull up the resolution right now.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think the maximum dollar amount offered to the grant is
$85,000. $85,000?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I'll move approval, too.
We have a motion to move approval. Any questions? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the outreach that you've chosen two groups that's going to do the outreach?
That's correct.
Okay. And I guess what population are they planning on targeting?
The Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this would be countywide.
Countywide?
Yes.
And why did you choose those two groups over the other groups?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, actually they chose us. In this case, these organizations are not eligible to apply for the grant. Mm-hmm. They came to us to partner with them to make the application.
So we partnered with them, and then just by them coming to us, we just only chose those two organizations. Did you explore any other opportunities for maybe organizations within the city of Milwaukee to do some outreach?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the timing on this was rather short. They came to us and said they would put together the application. We would work with them as a partner. They would... When I say that they would be doing the work, they would still be involved in selecting various, I guess, sub-consultants to assist with that process. I think that the idea is to try to tap into various kind of social media and things of that nature that haven't been utilized in the past. So there would be, I guess, mm-hmm. a lot of sub-consultant work involved in that degree. So. Especially and that has not been determined yet.
So will you have any say on who the subcontractors are, or are you just planning on leaving it up to those two organizations?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think we would have some say in that, I believe, and also the Wisconsin DNR does review that as well. Mm-hmm. So actually they would also be involved in the approval of that.
And what was the time period? You said there was a short amount of time for this grant to be approved.
Yes.
What was that time period?
Yeah, it's imminent right now. A lot of these grant applications have very short time frames. Actually, in this case, it's very non-optimal. We were approached by the nonprofit organizations, and because of the application is actually due about a week ago. So we've submitted the application at this point in time, recognizing that we could withdraw the application if it's not approved by the board.
So you had 7 days, essentially?
We had about 10 days.
10 days? Mr. Chairman, I will vote in the affirmative for this item, but I'd like for a report to come back to this body to let us know who the other subcontractors are. I think we should have someone out in the city of Milwaukee to participate in this, and, you know, granted that it was a short period of time, that's not a viable excuse to say that we won't let anyone from the city of Milwaukee participate in this.
I understand. We will have a report, but Supervisor, I think that what we, with this particular one program that we are partnering because they came to us, I think any group within the city of Milwaukee would like to partner in Milwaukee County for something like this. They should step up to the plate. And I really, I'm happy that these other individuals, they saw the opportunity. We have a number of people out there who can step up to the plate, but they got to realize Milwaukee County can be a partner, and this is a good partnership. And I respect all the questions you have, but there's a number of groups out there who need to realize we are a partner within Milwaukee County. Madam Clerk, any other questions?
Well, in response to that, I don't think it should exclude anyone just because they didn't step up. Or because they weren't aware.
There's a DB goal to it, and there are a number of things to it.
Is there a DB goal to this?
10%.
We follow, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we follow all the standard practices we use for consulting work as part of this project.
Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dimitrievich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Item number five.